Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Morning prayer for Tuesday the 15th of July. Loving God, you brought us here together to celebrate the gift of your Son Jesus. Through him, you have called us to life in its fullness and called us together as brothers and sisters. Open our hearts to your grace and let us respond to your call to be your people. Transform our lives so that we may witness always to your promise. Grant all of this through your Son Jesus, in whose name we are gathered. Amen.
We come together from all corners of the globe. Some of us have journeyed now for months, some set off weeks ago, and others just days ago. We gather to celebrate with one another, and in a special way, with our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. But really, we gather because we all share in the name of Jesus. We all have some sense that we belong to Jesus. So wherever you are right now, look around you at the people you see. They are probably complete strangers, yet they too are here because they seek Jesus. We are gathered in Jesus' name, one body, the community of the church. As you begin your World Youth Day experience, recognize that what you can give to this experience, these days, the people you will meet, will be far more important, more significant, than what you will get out of it.
Lord, let your face shed its light upon us. O God,
be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us, so will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult. For you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit. For God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord, let your face shed its light upon us.
The scripture reading is taken from Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness.
This scripture invites us to recognise the diversity of our fellow pilgrims we will encounter during World Youth Day. Their different languages, cultures, and life experience. How does this challenge me? How have I been affirmed? And how have I been stretched by the diversity I have encountered?
Let us pray to Christ, who of his fullness gives his people love in return for love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all pilgrims, that these days might be a time for sharing their faith, their joys, and their hopes. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our home countries, that they might live in justice, peace, and stability. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For journalists working in the media, that they might be guided by truth and human dignity in their reporting of news and events. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, give us loving hearts, and strengthen our faith in all that we are and all that we do. May the friendships we make during this week open us to experiencing our church as community. Grant that we may follow the steps of Jesus and be witnesses to the good news. Amen.